383, yeah, he says he's going to miss his appointment if we don't get going, so he just wants to get going. And yeah, he says he's fine and everything.
We do need to, like, make sure we do this properly first. So I want to clarify something. So, like, he was in his apartment, and then he fell, and then, like, what is it, like, when you were, like, when he, like, went out the door that he let you know that he fell inside?
Negative. No, I watched him fall. He did not tell me he fell. I just saw him do it.
So was it like he opened his door and then fell, or like he saw it through the window?
Yeah, the passenger just wants to get going right now. He says he's going to miss his meds if we don't get going.
Okay, I need to clarify this. So was it like he opened the door and he fell, or he saw through the window that he fell?
Negative. I saw through the front door that he fell, because the door was wide open, and I just saw him fall.
Okay, one moment here.
Yeah, this is our client. He needs to pick up his medication at 8 o'clock.
Hold on, please.
I guess he's got to pick up his medication before 8 o'clock, because the ride's going to return him or whatever.
Okay. I'm sorry, we do need to page this out, so we're going to have to just stand by for a few minutes here until you're cleared by the supervisor.
10-4, but it's not looking good here at all. 385 to base. Is it okay if I drive towards my location while you're paging it out? Would that be okay?
We need you to stand by while we page out, and then the supervisor needs to clear before we continue on. I'm sorry, but that's the procedure we have to follow.
10-4, yeah, he's getting really upset with TriMet, so. Okay, yeah, if we can get our supervisor to speed up as fast as they can, I don't know if we can or not. Yeah, he says if he misses his meds, then it's our fault.